This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. A good time to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. I thought what we would talk about, there was actually an article in the paper yesterday about the Internet being not at all amused about Whole Foods' seeming apology. It's currently on YouTube. And they said, oh, gee, I don't know how this could have happened. It's, you know, it was human error. It was certainly not intentional. And someone has said, yeah, right. Same thing happened in California. You know, right. Uh-huh. So people are really not really amused. So I thought, and for those of you who have not been following the story, I mean, what happened was in New York, I think Department of Consumer Affairs tested 80, that they pulled 80 of prepackaged foods from Whole Foods, and they found that none of them were labeled correctly. All of them were overcharged with one exception. There was one exception, which was an undercharge, and they were mismarked in two ways. They exaggerated how much was in there, and they exaggerated the cost per item. So they basically overcharged doubly. I mean, not doubly, not twice the amount, because the amount of overcharge ranged from 80 cents to like $6.50 or something. But they, on two different levels, they were fudging. Somebody's thumb was prominently displayed. So, and then apparently the Internet was not amused by the apology, which didn't seem to be, oh, gee, I don't know how this happened. It's, you know, human error. Certainly not intentional on our part. Oh, no, we're going to investigate it. And as someone said, yeah, right, same thing happened in California. So, all right, so what we sort of asked on Facebook is not, what do you think should happen to to Whole Foods? I mean, look, you can vote by your feet if you want to. It's, anytime I've been in a Whole Foods store, it is enormously crowded. And I think part of it is that they very cleverly figured out a market for kind of people who want good, tasty, fresh food, and they don't really have time to deal with it, and so they just figure people will pay anything for it. And their takeout stuff is good. I mean, they have things that I like tofu and Brussels sprouts. It's just wildly expensive. But as my daughter refers to it as whole paycheck. But so we asked, we sort of let it's not that we left Whole Foods off the hook exactly. We just thought, do we want to give them any more publicity than they already have? But we asked what other things, what did we say? Who do you think is overcharging you and to what extent?
Yep.
All right, so what did we get?
We'll start with Diane. Diane says, cable TV. I can't pick the channels I want and have to pay for the ones I don't want.
Amen.
Wholeheartedly agree with her.
Well, and if you try and get someone to come and deal with you, forget about it. It turns out that the cable store, I was staying with a friend, and the cable store for, I think it's Comcast, in Florida. They're all over. I think that may even be their headquarters. But they have armed guards. And you understand why when you get your cable bill or you're waiting for someone to come in and sell your cable. And I don't watch television, so I don't need cable, except I do my program now through. And I have two different carriers in two different places. And it is, it's just, and if you've got a problem, you're out of luck. I mean, I suppose I can badmouth all of them, but I agree. I think it's being investigated, isn't it? Aren't there always kind of oversight committees that are saying, you know, how do you come up with this pricing? And basically, they're monopolies to a very large extent. I mean, in my building, you can only it's only wired for one company.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't like that company, then you don't. And it used to be before September 11th, then that the World Trade Center, all the towers were on the World Trade Center. So even if you didn't have cable, you could get the basic, you could get the non-cable channels. You could get ABC and CBS and Fox. You could get the five channels, four channels. ABC, CBS, I guess CNN and Fox. Now you can't get those without cable either, which is really irritating.
Yeah.
Because but the only time you really need television, as far as I'm concerned, is in an emergency. Although, well, and if there's an emergency, I'm on the air anyway. But I suppose, but I agreed. Fair enough. All right. What's next?
Adelaide says airlines way, way too much for what they offer. A case of less is more in a terrible way.
Do you remember when they first introduced 747s, they said this will change air travel. It will be as cheap as traveling on a bus because the cost is going to be so much lower and everybody's going to be able to travel. And if you do the low-cost airlines, but the low-cost airlines, they literally travel. They charge you for your carry-on. You know that there is no person that's ever going to have to touch your luggage if it's your carry-on. How do they sort of justify that? Then the way they justify it is the weight. And they're saying, well, because gas prices are down. So, yeah, it's, I don't know, capitalism has some problems sometimes. All right, so airlines and cable companies, what else?
Actually, you mentioned gas prices. That's a nice segue because Bonnie says, it bothers me that people in the Midwest pay a lot less for gas. Why not make it one price and stop taxing it almost double to pay for roads that are not getting done?
Well, then you're bringing up, I mean, look, if you want to really look at what we're being overcharged for, how about taxes, right? That gets all of us. And you figure out the return on your investment for your taxes. And not to mention, if you decide you don't want to go to Whole Foods, you can decide not to go to Whole Foods. If you decide you want to take public transportation, you can do that. You try not paying your taxes, Sugar Plum, and you see, you know, you'll have to hear my program in prison, right?
You know what my thing on taxes is?
What?
If you want to tax me, fine, but just tell me exactly what you are taxing me for. Let me know exactly where that money is going and what it's being spent on.
Well, and I'm one of those people who is very much in favor of just a 10% across the board. And it turns out that every study ever done has said if you just tax everybody, corporations, churches, everything, 10% across the board, it will actually bring in more money than the graduated income tax we have. And then that would be fair because I don't mind paying taxes if everybody else is paying taxes.
Right.
And this is one of my favorite kind of psychological stories. When I was working in California, I had a system where you could call and vote. Instead of just having a number, you could call, and there was no charge for it. I know that American Idol does that, but you have to pay for the phone call. This one you could just call, and I'd call them Brown's telephone polls. And get it? Ah-ha-ha. Never mind. All right. So the question I asked is, if you knew that you would never get caught, would you cheat on your income tax? And something like 75% said, oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Then the second question was, if you knew your neighbor was cheating, would you turn them in? And like 90% said, yeah, absolutely. So the idea being that if I can't get away with it, you can't get away with it either.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I thought that was just hilarious, is that, okay, I can't, so you can't either, and I'm going to be vindictive about it. And
well,
that makes me wonder
if somebody who's cheating on their own taxes would also turn somebody else in who's cheating.
Oh, yeah. Taxes, well, if you figure out the percentage, of course they would.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing, is that the people who are cheating will also turn you in for cheating, especially if they weren't going to get nailed. And there used to be a bounty on it. It used to be if you turn somebody in, you got a percentage of what they collected.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. No, it's all right, keep going. Now that we're talking about taxation without representation is the government. Yeah, I mean, because we don't have any idea what it's spent on, so.
Right.
All right, 855. Get it off your chest, folks. 855, or get it off my chest. We'll chest it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about who's overcharging you and to what extent. And we've gotten some of the, this was elicited by the Whole Foods controversy where the New York Department of Consumer Affairs picked 80 prepackaged items and every one of them was wrong, and there was only one that was in the customer's favor. The other 79 were serious overcharges, that either it was inaccurate in terms of how much what the weight was or what the cost per item was or maybe what the total is. I mean, I check the total sometimes just because, you know, once a math major, always a math major. But but these, you know, that if the weight's wrong, it doesn't make, you know, the cost per item isn't as, you know, I mean, they, either one of them could be wrong, and you've been overcharged. So people are saying cable companies, which and gas. I'm saying taxes in general, in terms of not, and it's not even that we're being overcharged, which obviously we are, but it's that there's no accountability, and that I think that's what's really frustrating. All right, keep going.
Kate says, the medical field, they charge you 10 times the amount things actually cost.
You know, I was talking with a friend who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer a couple of years ago. And God bless her, she's still alive and kicking and was given basically 6 months, just about 2 years ago. But she's on some experimental drugs. She just got the bill. Or she now can get a 90-day supply as opposed to a 30-day supply. Guess what the bill was for her medication for 90 days? Just take a guess. Just as wild as you'd like.
$3,000.
$42,000.
Oh, my God.
Now, she has insurance, but she's not sure what portion of the insurance will be paid on that. And I was just absolutely outraged on her behalf, except I had an eye problem, and it was basically probably an allergic reaction. And went to, because I don't mess with my eyes. And so I went to the doctor, and he ordered two prescriptions for me. And one of them they didn't have, and so I had to come back for it. And the bill for them, for these two little things, which are each of the little dispensers, is probably like 3/4 inch, literally. You know, and I don't even know, they probably have, not very many drops in them. I mean, an eye drop is not very much, but they obviously didn't have very much in it. $450 for the two. And I have insurance, but even with the insurance, for the eye drops cost, and I've sent him a letter saying, do you have any idea what these cost? And his response, which just really ticked me, was, well, usually the pharmacist calls me and I could have given you a generic. And I thought, why didn't you give me a generic to start with? I mean, $450 for eye drops that were, I mean, this was not a life-threatening condition. I don't have glaucoma. It was, I mean, and it cost me like $150, which is, but, you know, when we say, well, the insurance company pays for it, we pay for it. I mean, what do you think is going to happen with our insurance premiums?
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. So, yeah, I mean, but $42,000.
I mean, and that, even if you throw in whatever the insurance is going to pay, even that is still...
I mean, it's still...
If you still end up paying, you know, if the insurance pays 90% of that...
Yeah.
Still.
Well, she's very worried about it. Yeah, she's very worried about it. And I said, well, you know, call me and we'll talk about it. But, I mean, it's just, and that's basically to keep alive. This isn't, I mean, she's not taking a trip someplace. I mean, this is just literally to keep her alive.
Because even if the insurance pays 90% of that,
it's
still $4,200.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
For 3 months worth of.
Yeah.
Wow.
The pills are $250. I figured it out. The pills are $250 a pill.
Wow.
And there's just no way. I mean, look, they're orphan drugs, and I get that. But still.
Yeah.
I mean, it's outrageous. All right, keep going.
Verna says, just finished a medical procedure way out of hand. There you go.
Yeah, medicine in general. And people are still, I mean, look, Obamacare certainly is not a perfect plan by any stretch of the imagination. But as I point out, Social Security wasn't either when it started. And Apple, which is putting out a much smaller, simpler product than healthcare, debugs for a year afterward. So, but the idea that we should have some way of controlling medical costs, controlling pharmaceutical costs, and still taking care of one another so people don't have to choose. If she didn't have insurance, basically there would be no way she'd cover. She'd die. Mm-hmm. And that's not a moral decision. It's not okay. All right, keep going. Who Who knew this was going to be so outrageous?
Yeah. Paul says, I think I'd put landlords in there, too. I mean, everyone, including landlords, have expenses and are dealing with the increasing cost of living, but some buildings' rents have actually doubled from 20 years ago. Just because an old sometimes dilapidated building is renovated it being in quotes, doesn't necessarily make it actually worth the increase they're getting for it, nor does it always remedy the problem.
Well, in New York, they have rent control, which just got passed again. And it's one of those things, tenants actually have more rights in New York City than any place I've ever lived, with the possible exception of San Francisco, where, for example, one of the things I found out quite accidentally, which was quite alarming, was that if somebody has paid rent for 30 days, you can't evict them. They can basically squat, which is really alarming. So, I mean, it's one of those things of trying to find some balance and hoping that people will be somewhat moral. But there's really strict rent control in this city, so which most people feel really does favor the tenant. And I have friends who've been living here for a long time who are living in a place that where someone else who's a recent renter is paying three times what they're paying. So I guess it depends when you come in and what your perspective is. All right, keep going.
Marcy says, women are being ripped off by not getting equal pay for equal work. When is
true
that
story
going to be addressed?
Well, we talked about it. We talked about it as recently as yesterday, where women who the women's soccer team got $2 million and the men get $35 million. We talked about it before. In some places it's better than it was. Some places it's not. Some places it's actually worse. Inequities.
Let's see, just a couple more here. Bruce says cable TV.
Yep.
And Darlene says hydro.
What's hydro? Like water?
I'm not entirely sure. I wonder if she's referring specifically to a specific company.
I don't know what that is. Well, all right, you've gotten it off your chest. I'll tell you what. Here, let's put also up, so we're not completely negative. Let's put up, what do you think the biggest bargain in your life is? All right?
That works.
Yeah. All righty. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My question is, should I have a Dr. Joy conversation with the 13-year-old son of my neighbor, or is it none of my business? Should I stay out of it?
All right, pretend I'm the 13-year-old. What are you going to say to me?
I know that you've been having a lot of trouble at school lately. Your dad, in conversations with me, I know how upset he is about things, and I know how disappointed he is that he is in having to send you away to school next September. He really doesn't want to do that, and I know that you likely don't want to do that. Now that you've we're sitting down at McDonald's or out of the way someplace, can you tell me what you might think he should do about the problems you've been having? And see if he can come up with some...
Do you have a relationship with this kid?
Not really. I've babysat him a few times, kind of helped him with some homework, but I'm a retired high school teacher, and I usually got along pretty well with my students.
So how would you do this entree? How would you go over and sort of say, hey, you want to go to Mickey D's?
It would just be, I know that... you know, I would just have to go and approach him and just say, do you want to go off and
No, if I were going to do it, I'd say, hey, listen, you want to go see a movie this weekend? I'd take him to a movie, number one. Number two, I wouldn't, I certainly applaud your willingness to get involved. I think the approach won't work because it's going to hurt his feelings and it's going to make him feel that his dad's bad-mouthing him. But I think I would say, hey, listen.
I would have approached him by saying, you know, that your dad's been upset lately.
No, I wouldn't
when
do that.
I question
no,
him.
No, Ron, let me give you another approach.
Okay.
Want to go to the movies this weekend, buying popcorn? You know, I remember 13 being kind of a tough age, and you may or may not know I'm a retired high school teacher. So, you know, the grapevine has it that school is not going very well for you. And if you'd like to spend a little time over the summer, and I know summer seems kind of a crummy time to study, but if you'd like to spend a little bit of time maybe, you know, discussing, you know, reading Robinson Crusoe, and then we could talk about it together, or going over some math problems or whatever, know that I'm here. I'm retired. It's kind of what I do. And if you'd like to kind of combine, maybe go into a baseball game every once in a while and do a little schoolwork, you know, so it'd be kind of a fun summer school thing, I'm here for you.
Okay.
And then let it go.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Although his academic background or results are not very good, one of the biggest problems is that his dad says he seems to have a lack of responsibility, a lack of consequences.
Ron, listen. You could do one of two things. You can either decide to sort of do a pile on with your dad says you're doing all these terrible things, at which point he will not have anything to do with you. He's already getting hassle from dad, from mom, from school, from grandparents. If you become the hassle patrol, he's not going to have anything to do with you. Or you could decide that you're going to offer your services kind of as a resource, as a buddy, completely under his jurisdiction. The 13-year-old has all the power. You cannot do anything else.
Okay.
Because your approach won't work. I applaud your intent. Your approach will not work. And the deal is, and that's what I'm saying, invite him to a movie. He doesn't need one more adult telling him that he's making, you know, that he's making a mess of his life. He's not living up to his potential. But an adult who says, hey, want to go do something fun? And then says, you know what, I don't have much to do this summer. I kind of miss being around kids. If you would like to study with me a little bit, we could maybe make it really fun. And your dad might be really impressed that you were doing a little schoolwork over the summer. If that appeals to you, give me a call. And what we'll do is combine going to movies and studying. It has to be fun. It has to be without judgment. It has to be, your dad didn't put me up to this. And anything else, you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Good enough.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Van, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a little problem here. My niece, she's 23 years old, and recently she had walked out the door without telling my brother where she went, and I think they think that I'm involved with it.
Why?
Because I had a pretty bad history in the past of just walking out the door, and I'm really close to my niece.
How old are you, Van?
I'm 23.
You have a niece that's the same age you are?
Yeah, my brother, we had a pretty huge gap between us.
Like 23 years or something. More than that. It's got to be, you know, at least 23, 24, 25. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you have anything to do with this?
No. Well, actually, she called me ahead of time, but what she did was she just ran out the door to go to school for a camp, and they're really strict, and they wouldn't let her go.
Well, but she's 23 years old.
I know. She's 23 years old, and they're putting me into a situation where I feel like I'm being stifled or...
Well, what did they say? What does that mean? When did your niece walk out the door?
It was just a couple of days ago.
Okay. And your brother called you and said, okay, what did you do here?
Yeah.
And you said, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, I told him I didn't do anything, and she's 23.
And exactly. And so, but I mean, that's the truth. So what else would be going on?
Well, she wants to move out too. And so they think that I'm putting ideas.
Yeah, Van, but look, I mean, if it's any comfort to you, every time, when I lived in the burbs, which I didn't do for very long, every time somebody got divorced, they decided I'd put them up to it, and I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what you do is just say, listen, she's 23, I didn't have anything to do with me, and let it go.
Yeah, I mean, well, I told them a couple of times, but
Well, but it's, look, it's easier to blame her. Everybody, they're feeling sad, and they're feeling upset, and they're feeling, you know, that they may have done something wrong. So it's easier to blame you than take responsibility. I just say, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it, and just not get upset about it, and just say, look, didn't have anything to do with me.
Well, how am I supposed to tell her that, you know?
No, you have to stay out of it, my dear. You got to stay out of it. You can't, on the one hand, maintain your neutrality and your innocence, and then sort of tell her what's going on. You can't be a counter spy. You got to just stay out of it.
Oh, so if she calls me, then I just...
Well, if she calls you, what would she call you to say?
Well, she will call me and get for advice, but then...
calls you for advice, if she calls up and says, look, what do you think I should do? I think I would say, look, I think you need to tell your parents where you are so they don't worry. You're 23. You can do whatever you want to do. But storming out like a two-year-old, I mean, if your dad stormed out and he's the adult, you'd still be upset. People, you know, adults don't storm out. Children storm out. And if you're wanting them to take you seriously, then don't storm out. Tell them where you're going. Get yourself an apartment. Do what you need to do. But don't act like a turkey.
Okay. Because she did try to tell them, but then they wouldn't let her move out anyways, too.
Well, Van, I think you probably, the bottom line is you probably want to stay out of the middle of this one, because everybody's going to be mad at you. Mm-hmm. If you, I mean, your brother's already mad. He thinks you somehow instigated it. Mm-hmm. Your niece is going to be mad at you if you tell your brother about it, because then she's going to think you're a spy. If I were you, I would say to your brother, look, I love her. I know I'm the same age that she is. I think she's old enough to do what she wants to do, but I don't have anything to do with this. And then when your niece calls you and say, look, I think you're old enough to do what you want to do, but I'm not going to get caught in the middle of this. You know, if you're old enough to leave, you're old enough to talk with your brother, with your dad, honestly about it, as opposed to acting like a child.
Okay.
But I'd stay out of the middle if I were you.
Okay, then.
All right, everybody's going to be mad at you otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've already discovered
that.
Yeah,
I feel like everybody's going to be mad at me already.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, and look, but it's a different position when everybody's mad at you and you're blameless, as opposed to everybody's mad at you and it's legitimate. Whether their anger is legitimate, that in fact you did stir the pot. So, I've told the story before, that I got chosen once to be up on the stage for one of the medalists who could read your mind, right? And I said, you don't want me, and couldn't be deterred. So I what I did, you were supposed to draw a picture, and he would, by reading your mind, figure out whose it was. And I knew as long as I wasn't the first picture, the first one he chose, I'd be okay. Because what I did was I just became an observer on my own behavior about how I said no. So I looked at my tone of voice, where my eyes were, my body language, everything I could kind of instantly memorize, and he chose me second. But I already knew how to pose, so I looked innocent, and I got him. And basically, the point being that it's much easier to act innocent if you are innocent. So, and there are situations that just should have a skull and crossbones superimposed on them, that you know that no matter what's going to happen, everybody's going to be mad at you. And if everybody's going to be mad at you, and there's no good reason to be involved, I mean, there are times where that people are going to be mad at us, but it's a legitimate, it's something we feel strongly about, and we're willing to walk into the, you know, the maelstrom about it. But there are times where we should probably just stay out of it, that we're not going to be able to affect the outcome. It's not a moral dilemma for us. It's not really our issue. At which point, walk away. It's okay to not have an opinion on everything. But understand that it's, as I said, it's much easier to act innocent if you are. Or in my particular case, you can study yourself when you do act innocent, and you are innocent, and then sort of apply it, which I think is what pathological liars don't. Pathological liars just don't take any responsibility for anything, so they don't play poker with them. You can actually play poker with me, because I don't have a poker face, unless I'm really studying how to look innocent. And then, you know, but that's acting. That's different than... What can I tell you? All right, do play poker with me. Don't play poker with me. 855-99-3756-9. I've got a couple minutes in this hour and then another hour to go. If you need to talk with me, give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist. author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, and choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. All right, so we haven't done a email for a while. Can we do an email here?
Sure. This email is from someone who wanted to remain anonymous, which is
That's
always
fine.
Perfectly fine.
Sure.
This person says, Dr. Joy, your show the other night kept me up, so I wrote this whole thing about Donald Trump and promptly lost it. Here's
lost it meaning lost the email or lost it emotionally?
I think lost the email.
Okay.
They go on to say, here's a shorter version. Free speech is David Duke, Farrakhan, and Gandhi. It is good to have people actually say what they feel. Beats being politically correct and a liar. Say what you feel. Have an open discussion. Talk is not illegal as long as it's not followed by actions of discrimination or violence. Let Jon Stewart and what I call the thinking comics that present the news speak out about Trump. Let's open the discussion and have that be the start of replacing the tired, old, dishonest, thieving, greedy representatives that are currently in office. Let us allow Trump to open the door to honesty, even if it's racist and dumb. It's a good start.
Okay. Interesting you should say that. I actually did a little bit of reconnaissance over the weekend and actually have in my possession a secret phone number for getting in touch with the Donald's people. So I am trying very hard to see if the Donald would like to come on the program and sort of talk about this, because there were so many people who felt that, one of the things that clearly happens on this program is that the people are willing to discuss different opinions without yelling at each other. And I'm terribly proud of you guys for doing that. And I thought that might sort of be convincing to him to come on the program. So I'm on the case. But I hear what you're saying. And certainly he's having some repercussions in terms of the Republican Party. I'm not sure that they're terrifically happy with him, but nevertheless, so we'll see. But if I'm on the case, so because, as I said, for a couple of reasons, the major reason being that I don't know any other talk show where people could actually call in and disagree and not be accused of being unpatriotic or stupid or anything else. You guys are terrific at it. And that it's fascinating to me that when I put up something that I think, I mean, sometimes I think it's controversial, sometimes I don't. But the point is, whether I think it is or not, that, for example, the issue about food stamps and whether there should be restrictions on food stamps. And we got a huge number of responses that were almost exactly evenly divided between people who said, of course, you know, if I work for my money, they have to work for their money, and these are the rules. And people who said, why should there be restrictions on poor people? There aren't restrictions on rich people who get government money. And I don't know any place else that you can hear that kind of diversity. And I don't necessarily know what I'm going to put up before I put it up. It's kind of stream of consciousness radio. So that you guys, you have to be listening to the program. I mean, I know every once in a while that I'll get like 14 emails from people that say exactly the same thing, which means the jungle drums have started, that somebody sent everybody on their list, okay, she did this, so you have to yell at her about this. But in general, I mean, you guys are listening to the program at the time that I put it up, and you respond, and you are polite to one another, and, I'm not under the illusion that we're necessarily changing each other's mind, but at least we're listening to one another. And for me, that's huge. And I'm terribly proud of you guys for it. And so we'll see if we can convince the Donald that that maybe he should come on and discuss as far as I'm concerned, he can, I'll ask him my little irritating questions, but Donald's used to having people asking irritating questions, and he doesn't have to worry about shaving his head or combing his hair on my program, so.
And you know him semi well, don't you? Or you?
I've met him a number of times. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think he probably more or less knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like as I said, when I ran into when I was in Israel, and Jay Leno was emceeing the Genesis Prize, and Jay can be a little abrupt with people. I mean, I think part of it is that everybody feels that it's okay to go up and talk with him, and sometimes he's in the mood for that, and sometimes he's not, and I get that. But he was, I'm not sure he knew exactly who I was, but he knew that he knew me. And he was very, very polite and very nice. And plus, I don't do things like go up to him and say, hi, how are you? Because I understand that even public people want to occasionally have a private life. But I sort of ran into him at the after party. He said, hi, kid, how you doing? And I said, I'm fine. You know, nice job. And so that was good. It's as much people sort of know that they know my face from someplace, but they're not sure exactly where. So I get a lot of, didn't we go to school together? And I always just say yes. I'll tell you a quick story about that just because I found it incredibly amusing. And someone told me this after they were walking down the street with me, and somebody said hi. And I said, oh, hi, how are you? And they said, do you know them? And I said, no. So apparently this woman's mother was walking at Cape Cod on the beach, and she rents this woman with a long skirt, a big floppy straw hat, and sandals. And this woman's mother goes up and says, hi. And the woman says, you don't know me. She said, oh, yes, I am Bobby Sue Billy Jean. We went to University of South Carolina together, and we were in same circle. She said, you don't know me. Well, this went on for a while, and I don't really have a while to go on with it, so I will sort of give you the punchline. And this woman keeps saying, no, you know, we know each other. I'm Bobby Sue Billy Jean. And this woman finally says, you don't know me, I'm Cloris Leachman. And apparently that happens to her all of the time. People remember her face, but they don't remember exactly who she is. So they just think that they know her. And she's a little crankier about it than I am. Because for a while I just assumed that somehow my memory had failed me, that I actually did know who they were. And after kind of a couple of weekends, for example, when I would do a lot of television, all of a sudden everybody, oh, hi, how are you? And I kept thinking I knew all these people, and I was just really not a very nice human being because they remembered who I was, and I had no idea who they were. And then it occurred to me that they didn't really know me. So I think Jay Leno sort of knew that he knew me, but he wasn't sure exactly where. So I don't know if the Donald will remember that he knows me or not knows me. And I do have the disadvantage of probably not going to see him in person. He's probably... We'd probably do a phoner, but we'll figure it out. So at least I'm on the case, folks. I want you to know that I'm on it, and I'm doing my best. I just decided to let a little of the furor die down so I wasn't lost in a huge kind of thing. And the other problem is that sometimes people are kind of snobby about doing radio. They figure that only television, but we'll see what we can do. All right? So I just want you to know I'm on it. I'm glad you found your email. I get it. And I'm on it, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. Biffybag.com. BIFFYBAG.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.